Her name was Caribbean Rose. She'd let the sailors have her pluck on her banjo. She'd do them favours sitting at the piano. Had 'em in a row, waiting for a chance to get their hands on her bongo. She sang in all the bars in town. She drank the nights away and sometimes nearly drowned. She hid her cash away where no one was allowed, though through her dressing gown. If the sun was shining, you could see her half a crown. She left a trail of broken hearts. She was a callous soul and well and truly hard. She kept the cold at bay with half a pound of lard smeared about her parts, smelling like a kipper that the cat would disregard. She had a life of no regrets, did what she wanted to with anyone she met. She never left a man until his cash was spent, then tearfully she went, showing off her cleavage, cracking nuts with her castanets. Her name was Caribbean Rose. One day through half a turn down at the Peter Boat, she met a handsome sailor off a cockle boat, and she admired his floats, and she began to wonder just how far this lad would go. They watched her sail him to the blue. They yelled awake for her and waved a fond adieu. But when they all got home, they turned the air deep blue, for the greedy moo had taken all that was not bolted down before she flew. Her name was Caribbean Rose. No longer welcome down at Leon Sea, she knows. Some people say that in disguise she sometimes goes, powder in her nose, planning now to get the cash from under Lionel's nose. Her name was Caribbean Rose. She'd let the sailors have a pluck on her banjo. She'd do them favours sitting at the piano. Had 'em in a row, waiting for their chance to get their hands on her bongos. A tale of Caribbean Rose.